This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, October 30th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we examine how voter apathy may impact the upcoming election. Also get a forecast from AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, a look at today's headlines. Republican candidate for Governor Judy Bartapinka says she's hopeful she can close the gap on Governor Rod Blagojevich, despite a new poll that shows him with a 9-point lead. It could be tough for Topinka. Blagojevich's negative TV ads appear to be working, even amid allegations of corruption surrounding Blagojevich's fundraisers. More than half of voters don't seem to like Topinka, according to a poll by St. Louis Post-Dispatch and KMOV Television. But Topinka, who spoke yesterday outside a Baptist church in the Chicago suburb of Maywood, said she wouldn't be running if she didn't think she could win. The polls show Blagojevich also has problems of his own, but the governor, who visited churches in far north suburban Chicago yesterday, says he's optimistic. Last week's ruling that the Blagojevich administration must make certain federal documents public marked a partial victory for a political watchdog group trying to reveal more information about alleged government corruption. Ahmad Omar has more.
The Better Government Association has been asking the governor's office for details of a federal hiring probe since July. Specifically, the group wants to see subpoenas that have been served to the administration by prosecutors. But BGA Chief Investigator Dan Spray says those requests have repeatedly been denied.
As time went on and it became clear that we were not going to get the records that we were seeking, the Attorney General's office got involved and took a look at the case.
After reviewing the case, Attorney General Lisa Madigan's office sided with the BGA, saying the subpoenas are public records that must be shared. But Blagojevich's office insists that federal and state regulations bar the release of any documents related to the investigation. Both the BGA and Attorney General have the option to sue for the information, but will only say that they're weighing their options. I'm Ahmad Omar.
The Sierra Club says it's now turning to some candidates for state office to promote safe energy alternatives. Illinois Chapter President Jack Darren says the environmental group is not getting the leadership it once did from federal lawmakers on issues like global warming and the Clean Air Act. Darren says the Sierra Club's endorsing candidates who support the increased use of energy sources like solar and wind power, not only because of environmental benefits, but to cut down on electric rates. He says the possibility of a clean coal-burning power plant is just the start.
We need legislators who recognize that, yeah, coal is part of our energy mix here in Illinois, but we need to start to look beyond that. We can also look to maybe save consumers and businesses money by helping them cut their energy uses in their homes, in their shops, and in their places of work. Our cars could be more efficient, could be cleaner.
Darren also supports the increased use of ethanol-based fuels and says Illinois needs a framework for regulating the use of its groundwater supply. Last week, the Sierra Club endorsed Democrat Mike Frericks in the race for the 52nd District State Senate seat. Amtrak service to East Central Illinois increases by 50% this morning. The first new Amtrak train was to arrive in Champaign from Carbondale at 10:14. The Saluki will make morning stops in Champaign, Mattoon, Rantoul, and Gilman each way between Chicago and Carbondale. The three new Amtrak trains linking Chicago with downstate locations were placed in doubt for a short time when Canadian National Railway said it was rethinking the freight line access it granted to Amtrak. But that dispute was resolved late last week. Illinois will begin recycling thousands of computers and other electronics discarded by state government to keep toxins from leaking into landfills or illegal dumps. Governor Rod Blagojevich is scheduled to sign an executive order making Illinois the first state in the Midwest to adopt guidelines for safe disposal of so-called e-scrap. State officials also say the governor will urge the legislature to adopt a statewide law requiring that everyone recycle electronics rather than throwing them in the trash. Officials say discarded electronics can leak lead and other toxins that pose health dangers ranging from increased risks of cancer to neurological disorders. Some of the discarded equipment will be refurbished for reuse or resale, while the rest will be recycled. Illinois is asking hunters to help detect if any ducks or geese are infected with the bird flu virus this year. It's part of a national surveillance effort, as Amanda Vinicky reports.
Illinois was already monitoring bird mortality rates to make sure no bird carrying the virus that causes the potentially deadly bird flu arrived in the state. Now it will begin a more systematic detection, collecting samples from 750 ducks and geese It's the first statewide effort. And as waterfowl biologist Roy Domislicki explains, the state's asking hunters to help.
Basically, the way it's going to work is that when we'll have a biologist stationed at certain boat ramps or at some of our hunter check stations, when hunters arrive, with their ducks, we'll ask them to, if they'd be willing to let us sample them for bird flu testing.
He says the test will be quick and easy. The samples will be sent to the only place in Illinois certified to do tests for avian influenza, a state lab in Galesburg. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. There are 8 days to the November 7th election. While politicians bend over backward to convince voters to choose them, what are the voters themselves thinking? Are they interested? In recent years, many voters have succumbed to apathy, turning a cold shoulder to politics. AM 580's Michael Koliska talked to some of those voters and asks why cynicism is high.
No, I don't vote. I've never been a registered voter. I ain't going to vote because I don't like none one of them. That's the truth.
I've never voted. I don't know. I never think of it on the day.
I don't know, man, because I'm not registered, actually.
I guess it's too lazy.
Too relaxed.
I'm confused. All the people say different things, and I don't know what's true. So I'm not going to vote at all.
Apathy and cynicism during election time. Almost 40% of the people in Champaign County feel very similar. This attitude irritates former Champaign County board member Don Crozer.
I think they're shirking their responsibility. I mean, I know there's a lot of apathy out there, but that's no excuse. Do some research and find out the best candidate and vote.
In the last few weeks, some students on the UFI campus have tried to combat election apathy, sometimes in odd ways. The head of the UIUC College Democrats organization, Justin Cachindos, ran around the quad dressed as Batman.
You're kind of rolling with the party when you're going around with Batman trying to register people to vote. People really are much more likely to register to vote if you're in a Batman costume. It probably goes for any other superhero, too. It's probably not just Batman.
The voter registration period is over, but not the election campaign. Some students give the political battle their own spin by selling white t-shirts with a simple blue printed message.
Blagojevich sucks. It is simple. We don't like him. $5. We decided to use them as a fundraiser, and they're very popular.
Undergrad Kristen McCoy is pretty busy selling these t-shirts. Meanwhile, Democratic supporter Anna Brewster raises her eyebrows at the t-shirt stall. She has a problem with negative campaigning.
It is kind of sad because people need to know how they're going to be better, not why that person was bad.
UFI political science professor Brian Gaines says negative messages keep many people from the polls. Gaines says another factor determining voter absenteeism is age, especially in university towns like Urbana-Champaign.
Even though turnout as a whole has not really been declining very much since about 1972, it has declined for people under 25. They're a hard voter group to reach.
While apathy keeps many young voters away, Gaines says many older voters are driven through the polls by sheer routine.
And just habit. If you get people to vote once, the habit of voting seems to kick in and they're more likely to vote. A fair amount of voting takes place because somebody asks you to vote, and it's a relatively easy thing to do, and people feel bad about not fulfilling a request.
Yet the voting process presents its own difficulties. Gaines says that even among those who do go to vote, as many as 10% of voters don't even bother to get to the bottom of the ballot, where the local government candidates are listed.
As Americans are asked to vote an awful lot. Most places in the world, when you go to vote, you cast one or two or maybe three votes. You get an American ballot, it might have 30 things on it. It's trying and it's difficult, and it's a little bit like taking an SAT or a driver's test. And people feel uncomfortable being asked to make decisions about things they don't know anything about.
One person who does know a lot about local elections is Champaign County Clerk Mark Sheldon. He says people who just recently moved here are less likely to vote, and it often doesn't matter whether they moved into a poor neighborhood or a $500,000 home. When it comes down to statistics, the presidential elections were more important for most voters than the local ones. But the numbers show that in the last 8 years, election participation has been slightly rising in the area. However, Sheldon says, this year less people might turn up than the 54,000 voters who cast their ballot in the midterm election in 2002.
We have a sense that that the turnout is probably not going to be as high as it was 4 years ago. I think there's a little bit of discontent with the candidates at the top of the ticket that are running for governor.
How many of the more than 114,000 registered voters eventually come out on election day may even depend on something as unpredictable as the weather. But we can count on voters like these to show up, rain or shine.
Yeah, you know, I think it's important to get out there, don't you?
Yes. Well, I mean, we should all have a voice. And if voting's the way we have a voice, then that's what I'm going to do.
I'm Michael Kuliska, AM 580 News.
If you don't mind the wind, it'll be a nice day today. Sunny and windy and mild, the highs ranging from 68 in northeast Indiana to 75 in southern Illinois and Indiana. For tonight, meteorologist Ed Kieser says it'll become cloudy in northern and west central Illinois with showers arriving. Partly cloudy in southeast Indiana, but elsewhere in the two states, increasing cloudiness with showers arriving after midnight. The lows tonight will range from only 32 in far northwest Illinois to 54 in the far south. For tomorrow, in northern and west central Illinois, partly to mostly sunny again, breezy and cool. In the south, though, mostly cloudy with showers, and elsewhere, including Champaign-Urbana, mostly cloudy with showers in the morning, then becoming partly to mostly sunny. The highs tomorrow, cooler, ranging from 42 in far northwest Illinois to 62 in southeast Indiana. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, October 30th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.